What stage are you in with your family? Can you still encourage God's values with your family, the nucleus one and the extended? And how can you do it even if there seems to be resistance? In an article listed below, they provide inspiration, motivation, and practical ways to instill godly principles right now. A few include: display pictures of faith in your home, have music, TV, movies, books, magazines, and websites that reflect your beliefs so they will catch those and see that. Create an atmosphere of love and devotion. Make your home a little heaven on earth. They have more ideas listed in the prayer points that we have put down. Will you stop and pray for creative ways to fill your home and time with your family that instill God's values? Father God, we thank you that way back in Deuteronomy, you said, "These commandments I give you today are to be in your hearts and on your hearts," that you asked us to impress them on our children and to talk about them when we sit at home and when we walk along the road, when we lie down and when we get up. In other words, you want us to share you and your ways at all times with our families. We thank you for your word that gives us this, so we know how to have healthier families is by sharing your values and your standards with them. We pray, Father, for families to spend time alone with you, praying for their families, to even keep a journal of the requests that they ask you and to write down when you answer them, to increase their faith and with your promises. We also ask, God, that these families would learn to repent and to teach repentance and how important that is, to show unconditional love and to forgive on a daily basis so that there would be no offenses and no root of bitterness. We also ask, God, that you would help families to serve others and take families along with them, family members, to see what it's like to serve other people and to die to self and actually the ministry of that service be a blessing to them. Help them to teach families how to tithe and how to donate, to have family nights where family is important, where they become the center of attention and the instilling of values with that time. And help them to show their faith in action as they go about their daily business and even as they interact with neighbors or with one another at home. We thank you that your word says to train up a child in the way they should go, and even when they're old, they will not depart from it. Let family members, especially parents, hold on to this promise. And then in 1 Timothy 5:8, "And if anyone doesn't provide for his relatives, especially for members of their household, he has denied his faith and is worse than an unbeliever." So help us to provide for those that are our relatives. And for children to obey their parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. For even that to be shared, that there's a benefit to doing that. And you even admonish us, if someone doesn't know how to manage their own household, how will they be able to care for God's church? So Father, we know that we are here to be good witnesses and ambassadors of the faith that we have in you. Help us to be good managers of our own households. And we help us to instill your values in every opportunity we have with any family member, in Jesus' name.